That's Tfilin. I know guys heard about Tfilin. But everyone's heard about Tfilin. They're learning Shabbaton to be going on the next week. Not this Shabbos, the next Shabbos, Parshas Yisro. This is, I'm sure most guys know from years, those who have been in MCA more than a couple weeks, know from years past about the Tfilin, which Mr. Eppos has been so kind as to bring a card for. It should be next week in a hotel on right off 95 in Carteret. They're going to have a number of rebbeim. They're going to have wonderful seder, wonderful shiurim, a wonderful tish, excellent sudas. One of Magidei Shir in particular, one of the highlights, they may find Magidei Shir. They want to highlight one of Magidei Shir in particular, and particularly what I'm particularly excited about is Rabbi Daniel Stein. His debut performance for high school fellows. We were peers in Rabbi Shechter Shir for many, many years, and he is arguably one of the finest products of the Shir in the last 15, 20 years. He is mamash, a majorly Talmud Chacham. You've probably all seen him. You might not know who he is. You've probably all seen him in the hallway in the annex. He's a Sholem Aleichem in the annex. And he's a fabulous Talmud Chacham. He has fantastic interest. He's interested in everything. And his notes alone, the way he used to write up the Shir, and the Shechter Shir, thoroughly, with total chazar and looking some stuff up inside, is phenomenal. And he has some, Rabbi Chernow told me, I forget, he has some excellent topics to think about how halacha changed from generation to generation, and the balance of the Torah, and, what? Could be. Well, named Roy Echim Yertum. They're kind of from a similar surface. So that should be read, but he's also this very geschmack person. He's a great person to get to know. I don't think he's given shiur for high school ed before. This is your first opportunity to hear him. That's quite fabulous. In terms of money, so I checked and double checked with two different people who are both rather involved in TLN. And when they say scholarship is available, they really mean it. No one should not do it because of money. They're more than glad to bring you on board. Without full payment. So definitely, if you talk to our channel, talk to whoever you're contacting, or talk to me. Whatever it is. I'm a big fan. I think I've told you that my personal association with TLN goes back to the mid-90s. And that's great. That's fabulous. So, Shmeres Kishmach, fabulous learning. It should really be great. So if you have a family bar mitzvah, so don't insult your uncle by going to TLN. But, I mean, if you want to, that's far be for me to get involved. But if you don't have any major Torah, I would very, very strongly suggest taking part in it. Very, very strong. Okay. So you have this gorgeous Gemara. And fabulous. It's fantastic. And there's so many questions that come right to the surface. Before we do that, maybe let's just we have one or two threads open from yesterday. You know what? Let's just start fresh. Let's jump right to the Gemara of Surya. We have a chance. We'll come back. We'll chaz a little bit. We left a couple open threads from yesterday in terms of the Birkas Avram or the Gemara of Surya. I'm not sure we'll have a chance to come back to that. Okay. You read the Gemara right away. You should be snowed under by a whole host of kashas. A lot of very strange things in this Gemara. You see a lot of nodding heads. You work on the Gemara right away. It hits you funny. A lot of guys have kashas on the Ibaya. Guys have kashas on the Ibaya Lahu. The Bo Minei Me Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Guys have problems with. Let's go back. Let's start with the Tanur Rabbanan. We'll come back to the Ibaya. We really want to focus on that bracha. That bracha is really kind of curious. Anyone knows anything funny about that bracha?
Roy, I didn't understand why. On one side, Korea land is like Israel, and you need to enter it with Tara, it needs to be dog. And on the other side, Korea's land is Baratamek Kul.
Oh, whether it's Tamil or Tara.
No, why should you enter Tara if you immediately get Tamil?
Well, if you enter Tao, you could say Tara. Is it Mitame you or not? But that doesn't mean the Gemara is going to pick up in the good. Let it pick up that it's kind of like on the border. It's a little bit Tame, not very Tame. Good, yeah? And that points to something. What else? Good. No, well, we're not sure whether it's a little bit Tame or it's not 100% of Tame. Yeah? Solid? Adi? Well, bye for a moment. Come.
What did you say?
What's happening? All
right, so if the upper tummy, why would be kind of Meister and Shvia? Then how would could that be like Eretz Yisrael? If you're saying that,
good. Yeah.
You're saying it's not like Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's tummy, but then you're saying it's like Eretz Yisrael that you have to do Meister and Shvia.
Ah, in other words. What is it? Very creative. Yeah. For the six demons. Okay, we have three demons which is similar to Israel. The three demons of Israel don't apply to Syria. Okay, then tell me something. It's not a break in the break. The break continues. Afra Tame, etc. Right, so the kasha is, as obviously, that's what Roe is pointed to also. Make everyone, what does that mean? Is there a smell of Israel? Say, okay,
drinking it?
Not a zafar, not a candle. Well, what is it? Is that so the hutzah? Maybe you're right.
Yeah,
today, it's snowing, but it's not snowing. Beautiful.
Now,
right, so it must be. It's not so clear, but the question is, you wouldn't tell me, it sounds like, if you got a lady, was he in Spain or was he in Israel? It says, leave him in Israel. That's very nice. But I need Rechak Meir, right? If you ask me where he is, he wasn't, he left his shoe with the mitzvahs, but not keeping
shoe.
Literal.
Well,
he'd be dead. What do you mean? Thank you for pointing out once again that metaphorical read is often the most accurate, cautious read of a given text. That's a good point. So what's going on here? There must be, right,
It must be that we're gonna...
There's often like that is, like in the middle.
What?
There's something in Kiddushim. Like there's often that it's in the middle.
What?
In Kiddushim, I think.
Yeah?
It's also very lambe, so
oh, yeah, okay.
It's in the middle, it's not this, it's something like,
it's right. What we're really saying is that the Brisa says that the Elon has some of the rules of an Elon, and some of the rules of Yarrow, and some of the rules of a vegetable, some of the rules of a tree. So for Shumas and Mitzvahs, for drawing purposes, there are a lot of differences. So sometimes it's like a tree, sometimes it's like a vegetable. So there's two ways that you can say, okay, good, so it's in the middle, or you can say, one second. So good, it's in the middle. So who told you that, let's see what the rules are, though. So let's get the facts then. Let's see the Bible together. So we have three and three. So what is it? Right, so
the
Bible
says that
Sometimes it's like Eretz, sometimes it's not like Eretz Yisrael. So what way do you like Eretz Yisrael? Afra Tameh, the world is like, not like Eretz Yisrael. Thank you so much. Afra Tameh, if it's not Eretz Yisrael.
That's Afra Tameh.
And what else? Number one, what else? Mocha Abdul was free to walk from the chutzpah. The fact of so that is one. And number three is what? What's the third one? Again.
The other bet. Maybe.
Good. And in what way do you like that still? What was it like Eretz Yisrael?
Person
and land. Good. Person and land.
Nafis.
Kona. Number one, Tumas Eretz Adam. Nafis. You can be Nichlas to Sahara. Let's take a look inside. Afra Tomei Kehutzlas. Mokha Abdul Surya Kamokha Kehutzlas. You still have a way to Surya Eretz Chok to Surya. It's saying it's saying Eretz Chok to Kehutzlas is Mamash. This is the same chaos will apply. We'll have to go back and look at carefully, move more carefully at these things. I made it in the Sunya, it may be in the Chutzpah. So you have to see before next by next time if you're agreeing again from Damascus to Tel Aviv. Okay. Well, there's Shloshal Eretz Yisrael. Chayev the Master of the Shvi is getting stuff, so I do the bad order. Who was the Maitre? Shvi is just like Eretz Yisrael. Halos l'chaz of atara nisna, and you can be nisna shatara. So tumas eretz am does not apply. The Gemara is going to ask Reli Sira. One second, is there tumas eretz am or is there not? So the Gemara is quite the same as being so just so. And then finally, kol nisad of b'suya, he kol nisad of the parvare Yerushalayim.
Well, I didn't
say
number
of Matthias. What does it mean? So let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's read the Gemara, then let's think of what our Tashita. Chayev is the Maitre of the Shvi, his character, so this, then the Yochai, the Shvi was the Maitre, the Yochai, the rules of Shemitah apply. What's that based on? Says the Gemara, that's based on what? Kas, Tava, Kibush, Yavach, Mei, Kibush. He's assuming. That's the Kibush. That's the Kibush we said, we saw yesterday, and I said that the original Makai, how did Eretz Yisrael become Kadosh? The original Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael came from the fact that they were Kovish. The Kibush are. The question is, if you have Kibush, Yavin, so that could be Shmei Kibush? Well, Shmei Kibush. A private Kibush. What does a private Kibush mean? The Rashi says here on the top of Chesed on the page. Kibush Yavin is David. So how do you call yourself the Yachad? They will dinner all the Jews together. The Derech Shahayu, the Kibush Yehoshua. Shahayu Kula. The Rashi says there was, that there was, it was not of the whole nation doing the Kibush together. There, it was, by Kibush Yehoshua, the whole Jewish people, they even, they got Beirut and everyone was together, it was doing as a nation. The Kibushua was still called Yisrael, called Muhammad. And as they're doing each part, everything was being Nikbash. With Zorach, or it's for all the Jews, because they first did Kibush and then did Kibush. First they conquered different parts of Israel, and then they divided it up. So before they divided it up, everything was being conquered for the whole body of Israel. Later on, we'll figure out who's going to get which piece. But as we conquered this, and conquered the eye, and conquered here, and conquered there, and the north, and the south, east, west, everyone's doing everything by the Jews, by Kal Yisrael, or for Kal Yisrael. But David HaMelech went on his own. The David will cover the old Kal Yisrael. David went to Surya with Kovish on his own. Tosfos from the previous Amud tries to give us a different explanation. not so much that he was doing it on his own, but that it was out of order. They hadn't yet conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, already going out of Eretz Yisrael to conquer there, but that was not a proper kibush. These are as a name. There's a few parts in the shuttle. What does kibush yafa mean? Does kibush yafa mean like Rashi, that it was done to Yisidus? It wasn't done with the whole Klal Yisrael, David went and did it on his own? Or it was that's why it was a weaker kibush? Or it was a weaker kibush because they were going outside the gvul before they took care of the basic ikar system? Or other possibilities? So there's some, you have to figure out what that has to do with it. Nothing. But it is, for some reason or another, the kibush of Surya was not as strong as the kibush of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the machlokes and Avodah Zarah, as you mentioned here also, machlokes is kibush yachid, such a weak kibush yachid, is it still a valid kibush and still gives kibush of their heart or not? So this bite is saying that Surya was an example of kibush yachid. It's the example. The classic example of kibush yachid is Surya. So that's the Shiloh.
Kibush got kicked out, the kibush was over, and the kiddusha disappeared. Kiddusha Rishona was kishlo shaita, but low kishlo at the bubble. And then the second time around, Oleg Bubble came in, they were not Makadish Aide Kibush, they weren't doing kibush at all. They were Makadish Aide Chazaka. They were moving in and living there. So he's saying, so who cares about the kibush? The kibush is not kibush, but who's the big deal? No, and to make kasha, so true with the maestros, he said, depends on Oleg Bubble. Because the kedusha was gone. Yeah, that's a very good question. Yeah, what do you say?
The movement is going to have a Jewish more. Ah, it's how you can deal. Boy, it's looking over there.
So then you have to assume that the Jews moved in there, which may be true. Then why do you care about the Kibbutz and the Gabbard?
Yes.
Well, why would you care about the Kibbutz and what do you say? Yes, it may be that all the Chazaka only works, but after all, the classic example in Chumash is Kibush, as Halashtan. You move in, you kill the man. You bust head, you kick him out, you change. And that's the classic paradigm of Chumash. Okay, so it's definitely possible that, as you say, maybe only Babel, the Chazaka, only works on a place you had a Kibush once. And now the kibush is gone. So you can kind of like bring it back a little bit through moving it. What happened if you chumash up that kibush? Okay, but what Ezra is saying, the chazaka moving in, assume that chazaka is moving in, we'll work on that assumption. So it's a little bit like kibush, it's not exactly like kibush, because he wouldn't say that if I bought a house in Burgerfield, that was kovish then. Okay. It's not like the thing. What's the tactic difference? What's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? What tactic is this?
Force.
Good. Ownership, as opposed to... I can do a blood with Kibush. And if that's... Kibush talks about that. How is Kibush stronger than Chazaka? Ah, right. It's a question of politics. I mean, in the abstract sense. It's a question of who's running the government. We could all, if the Jews buy up all the land of Wyoming, but it might be Jewish owned, but it doesn't mean that it's a Jewish government.
Or let me give a better mashal. The fellow from a fellow from Wyoming is going to buy large plots of land in New York City. All of that now, Japanese investors are going to buy most of Midtown Manhattan. It's still governed by American law. It doesn't become, it's not governed by Japanese law. It might belong to Japanese people. It might belong to Japanese people who live in Japan, or citizens of Japan, and not citizens of America. It's fine. It belongs to the Japanese, but it's still going to be, from a governmental standpoint, it's still American law, American government. Right? So ownership by ownership of government is different. But that's the difference. That's the difference. Well, 17 kibbutz and chazak. So kibbutz does both. But when we conquer another country, except in rare circumstances where there's a transmit of international bias, and the knowledge of the Olam is that when country A attacks counter country B, that means A country now owns the land, and B, number two, that country A is now governmentally speaking part of country A. And Tachas Shilton, country A. The kibbutz does both. Chazaka just means you live there. You own it, maybe. I mean, you're living there, but it doesn't mean that you're in charge. Right? That's what it was. Koresh was in charge. It was under Persian rule, but it was under Jewish occupation. Jews lived there, but the Persians were in charge.
No, it seems like
the Oli Bubble had a stronger Chazaka
bubble. Oh, good. So that's
something that needs to be...
Rashi, and also Rashi says Kishadaka.
What's that?
Rashi says Kishadaka.
He did. He said Kishadaka. Maybe there was the Oli Bubble, but maybe the Oli Bubble didn't work because there was already all the time.
You wouldn't say that people who moved it from the giant
after whatever
would be able to make
Chazaka
finish
his job. Right. That's what you have. Really, please. I have Chazaka in Burgenfield. Right? Let's say Mammoth, the whole town becomes a. It could be at some point, Teaneck will be mostly Jewish. Williamsburg. The answer, part of the answer is, if not connected, to, it has to be contiguous. It has to be directly connected to the rest of the control. I can't have, if the Jews are going to go out and conquer the middle of China, it is Mamish conquer. It's not going to do anything. It has to be connected. But also, if it is connected, it could be maybe one transgression. But maybe you need to have the Hebrew in order for the Chazaka to mean anything. You must have the Chazaka. For some reason, it's still funny, you're right. Because the Chazaka itself, the Chazaka was stronger than the Jewish. Which is, certainly any way you slice it, is possible.
No, because the way the Rambam does
it,
doesn't
make sense. The Rambam doesn't hold that Jewish up in
the Hebrew. He doesn't live there anyway. It's really worse. Chazaka is the one who lives there. So really what we're saying is, stronger is all of them in that whenever Jews move in,
The Rambam Paskin's in Kenya. In Kenya, like called Nerd, so I'll ask him to turn this way.
But.
Daniel, if it has wheels, then test it.
No, but
then you're finished.
No, but yes. All our metal cells with or without wheels. It's all those other things metal is not supposed to be tested.
That even if I don't touch the dirt,
but it's going to be talking about, oh, are you in a box? The box doesn't help you either. By the way, this is relevant. They're all the Rav Shmei Oel. They're coming all the time. They're playing the cars. Right? That's right. So you're being an airplane. Well, yeah. An airplane needs to be in silence. Right? Well, let's say I'm about to drive onto the bridge, and then I see there's a hearse going ahead of me. Right? A car driving a mate. So if I'm going to go into the bridge, it's not going to, if you work the assumption, which you probably do, it all is out of
Allowed bridge.
Shmei Oel.
If it has a bridge.
You have a whole big long oil. You're going underneath the bridge.
Ah, fine.
The only suffix that is carrying the mid.
That's true. Wait, you're on the lower level with the hearse?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he's on the
upper
level.
If the car's not close, if I was on the upper level,
then you're fine.
Those of you don't appreciate why some of us take so much very long time to get to shoot every day. Here's a bridge. Right?
Now I get it.
Is it lower level? Is that lower level? But I'm about to drive on to lower level. I see ahead of me the earth. If you hear that there was a fatality in low level bridge, that's an important point. So now the question is, well, the mace is inside this car. The car is an OL, but the car is moving. The car is not close to this man's tumma. So the tumma can emerge and can fill this whole area. And then when I drive in, my car is not going to save me either.
Why? If you have a mace under a table, and you're in the same room, you're telling me.
Yeah, because of pressure.
And it's not moving.
So?
It's not moving.
How's the tumor going to get out? The room's going to be coming too.
I understand, but that's not at all, because it's furniture on top of the room. But here, this is a real...
No, it doesn't matter. It's not master from the science. Do you have an ohel inside of a room? Then if the mace is inside of the ohel... This is not built in.
I understand, it depends how hush of the ohel is.
I was under the impression that it doesn't matter unless there's a way for the tumma to get from under there to outside. Right, so if tumma loss is in the bridge too.
No, you're not taking mace out into the bridge.
That's how you're understanding so tumma loss is. But when he's inside the bridge, there's traffic.
They're not going to open the door there.
So?
Come. Let's take this on action. So, let's say I'm on a plane. Do they going to put a mace on the car? Any other car on here?
Any pressure on it? No? We have a lazy. But that doesn't count.
So, the Ashkenazim will not take mace like that as well, because there might be a mace down below. I have the mace down below, big deal, if you have an OL. The cold mind, you're boarding the plane, you're probably all good. Because the cost is there. But the hold for luggage is separate from up on top. That's beautiful. But once you start moving, then the oil is no longer close to the Zenia Tumul. Now, yeah. Rabbi said this idea, Ol Zarek does not work to be chosen. And therefore, you're in Eretz Amin,
even though you're not touching the dirt, but you're still becoming
tummy.
The rest of you just said, yeah, but this all is a valid, all is kosher.
Fine.
But the Gemara says, look, Rabbi says, and it could be those who don't read this principle also, that there's tumas maza, and ohel. All the terminology you touch the dirt, even just the fact that you're under the same ohel as the dirt, is enough to make you tummy. But that's only the Eretz Ami. Avol Surya, Avusha Gazu, Alakila, Lo Gazu. They made a less of a zera on Tumas Eretz Ami, coming back to Rabbi's Kasha, that they in outside Eretz Yisrael, Mamash outside Mamash from Sarah, they said that the dirt of Eretz Yisrael is so tame, it's even the time of the Oha. But Surya, they only made a lesser of this. We should try to figure out why. And then finally, let's see the end of the Gemara. And finally, the Gemara says, how about this Kona Sons of the Surya and Kona the Parvari Shalai? The Mayokasam, what's that all about? You're buying a field outside of Damascus is the same as buying in Amos. So you buy the suburbs of Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? My host, some associations, Loba Shakos and all of Ono, Asimu B'Shabbos. You could write the Shtar Mechira even on Shabbos. I want to buy Karka from the non-Jew on the Karka, but today, I don't know if he's going to agree to me tomorrow. I want to close the deal today. You can write a Shtar Mechira on Shabbos. Shabbos is going to do what? No, my brother said, Omer La'akum V'yotze. And he was like, Mother, then you're La'akum. Hachanami, Omer La'akum V'yotze. I want to buy a field in Yerushalayim. Or a field in Surya, I have the right to ask a non-Jew to write the Shtar Mechira on Shabbos. Aye, Amir La'akum is author. That's because Amir La'akum Shvus. Amir La'akum is a Shvus. Shvus means the Israel Bar of Shabbos. That's an important tradition in Gemara. That's something we don't realize. Amir La'akum is author. Some people think Amir Lachim is the name of a Hesed. It's not true. Amir Lachim is the name of an Hesed. You know what I mean? People assume, it's a good Jewish. That's okay, right? Wrong. This is Rabbanan on Amir Lachim. There are certain circumstances, it's not as bad as doing the Malachim myself. There are certain cases, it's only us and Rabbanan. You need to ask the non-Jew to do it. There are certain cases where it's looked at. I can't stop saying, I left the light on, did this, that, and the other thing. Well, just call the guy. There are cases where it's looked at, but that's not the rule. And there are a number of exceptions, but the rule is, Amir al-Aqam is the name of an Israel. The Hebrews are here's one, the exception. Roshim Yishmer Yisrael, Loga Zarabana, Dehra Minko, Roshim Yishmer Yisrael. And, before we go back to the beginning of the Gemara, let me just tell you, there's a Tosus here, this rule, this din, that Roshim Yishmer Yisrael, we allow Amir, we can tell them what to do. Mamash Malach HaSitiva for you. Mamash Malach HaSitiva. That's how almost all Rishon said the Arz Arua. All the Rishon understand that here you're going to do Mamash Ksiva Daraisa on your behalf. So they're told that there's a big discussion. How about other mitzvahs? Is that true? You can always do a real Akum for mitzvah. So if the only real food they have for Shabbos day food is Shalom. And they got unplugged Friday night. That can actually go to plug it again. A real Akum up to mitzvah. What's that? Every Akum mitzvah can do a real Akum? Really? There's a So what do we have? So we saw the Gemara. So what do we have? So we have so it's like Eretz Yisrael for what? Kona Sada. What does that mean? Right? There is a mitzvah Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah. That's the whole point. Lagav is mitzvah Yisrael. The mitzvah Yisrael Eretz Yisrael applies to Surya as well. That's number one. Number two, Kibush Yafet. If Kibush Yafet is for Kibush, so then it's that's true with the Maaseh Zavah. If not, they're not. Okay. And then everything else is Dinim Drabanan. Right? Everything else is Dinim Drabanan. The Chazal, maybe even to highlight the fact that story was half and half, or maybe for some other reason, that when they made the Gezeirah Drabanan, Eretz HaAmen, so they made it halfway in Surya. It might be because that's different. Does that mean there are two different Gezeirahs? Does that just mean that they made it halfway in Surya? Okay, but this is a Din Drabanan. And then, but find this by Nechtam, that's also a Din Drabanan. So Surya is like Chutzlars for that Din Drabanan. And this Knaf of Mocha Adam Chutzlars, that's also a Drabanan. Okay. So well, what bothers us so far? So far, we're still trying to figure out if there's any, is there any shot? Why half yes, half not? This is number one. Dov, beer, bechilah. Who's died based on, we gotta understand, but the bigger picture, is why didn't talk about the other thing? And let's get more specific. Let's get more specific.
Well, there's a lot of...
Yeah, but why?
Where
does
the Kibush
Yeshiva come from? Why is it true?
It does not
follow us from the Kibush Yeshiva. If I tell you that you can say
Kriyash
until 9:03 today.
Okay.
So you would ask, well, why? You'd say, well, because today is Gimel Shalos Bayom, I don't know, until 9:03. Okay, well, who says Gimel Shalos Bayom is relevant? Well, I don't care about Gimel Shalos Bayom. I want to care about first quarter day. Oh, because the Gemara explains, the positive Bishop Bacha and the Kumecha, and we derive the Kumecha means the first quarter of the day. Right? So that's the explanation. Because why? It's not because the answer is not an answer. And let's get more specific. Can we take a look at that Mishnah? About Mocha Abdel Olavasar? Take a look, Ma'am Gimel?
Yeah.
So what's going on there? What's going on? This is not. What's it all about? Mishnah says right, correct. The Mishnah says this is the whole series of Takanas and Yetikun HaOlam. Nachal, what does the Mishnah say? Hamocha Abdo La'akum. I sell my Eved to my non-Jewish next door neighbor. I live in Holon, and I have a Druze neighbor, and I sell my Eved Kanani to my Druze neighbor. So he's not Jewish, lives in Eretz Yisrael. He goes free. Or I sell him even to a Jew, so a Jew lives in Argentina, a Jew lives in America, a Jew lives in China. Mocha Abdel Olavutzar is Yasser Ben Chodesh. And Rashi there explains, Rashi and Mishnah, we're only Yasser Ben Chodesh. He now has a new owner. He sold him to a guy. The guy is not interested in freeing him. Well, you tell the guy you have to give him up. Why? I bought him. You guys have your own rules that it doesn't bother me. So Rashi says, well, then Barak Menachem. If he runs away, we're not going to force him to go back. Or Kasu Beizin Lezoto. Beizin is going to force the original owner to go back now Jew and buy him back at your own expense, and then you have to let him free. And we can't impose a penalty on the non Jew. He's not bound though. It's not his business. But if he runs away, we're not going to make him go back, and he might be able to get a refund from the rich from the seller when he has what's going on. Or not even tell the seller right now, before he runs away, you have to go buy him back and set him free. Okay. Kidam Lakaman, one second. Let's see who's in. We are going to penalize the seller. You sell, you did something wrong. You have to take care of getting him out. And when you buy him back from the non-Jew, lo yishtabed lo. We're not. It's not enough to say you should have sold the non-Jew again or that. No, we're going to punish you. We'll make sure you won't do it again. But when you have to buy him back and send him free. Kanas hakamu. The din drabanan. Why hold the appeal around this? You sold him to the non-Jew. You put him in a situation where it's going to be almost impossible for him to keep mitzvah. He's going to be a Jewish slave in a non-Jewish household. It's going to be practically impossible. You're making it so difficult for him. That was wrong. Because to make sure that people don't, Jewish slave owners, don't try to pull that stick, he's telling you it's a very stiff penalty to try to do that. You're going to have to pay 50 rupees.
The chayim of good product, the self itself of good product, yes, the chayim, also goes to war, what you want, and they shall steal the other to good product.
You forced it out of Eretz Yisrael. But that was wrong. You did wrong. So what's wrong? You forced it out of Eretz Yisrael, presumably. Now what? Well, what mitzvah is he now in violation of? He's Eretz Yisrael. Let's read the Rashi carefully. Remember, Rashi begins by talking about the two cases in the Mishnah. Mocha Abdul Gai, Mocha Abdul Chutzpah. Rashi begins by talking Mocha Abdul Gai,
yeah? What
if they were telling
someone in Babel?
A Jew in Babel. So that's the second din in the Mishnah. There are two cases, Mocha Abdul Gai or Mocha Abdul Chutzpah. And here, our Torah was talking about Mocha Abdul Chutzpah. But you're right. There's probably a connection. Mocha Abdul Gai, you make it difficult to keep everything. Shabbos, Kashrus, Brachos, everything's going to be difficult. It could be totally a non-Jewish house. Imagine now moving into your non-Jewish next door neighbor's house. And not only that, you're not even like one of the kids. You're a slave. So you're out there beck and call. It would be extremely, extremely silly to keep it there. Or you sell them to the third. Those are, you're not being makin for all mitzvahs, but even for the Ramban. But at least, if you're makin from a big mitzvah, you should have to sell. Yeah.
Rashi over here seems to imply that both of those are applicable to purely chutzpah.
Yeah,
Eved
has to keep mitzvahs.
The
Eved is Jewish. Don't
think
that the Eved is a guy.
No,
the Eved is talking about a Jewish Eved. Rei and Mila Tzvi is Jewish. Therefore, he has to keep all the central to mitzvahs. But also, and therefore, one of his mitzvahs is that he has an interview share at the Tzah, and therefore he doesn't belong. What do you think? If it would have been a guy, you can have a guy Eved also. If you can't sign that Eved, who's totally a guy, who's not keeping mitzvahs. So Eved is not who the guy. It doesn't matter where he lives. But Eved, your standard default Eved Kanani is shaykh and mitzvahs. He is bound by most of the mitzvahs. He's shaykh mitzvahs ki isha. So that includes ishar.
What? I'm getting ready for a very spirited mitzvah. Yeah.
See, the Eved knows anything strange? That old GMO on the board. One second. The Eved knows, we were just talking about what they cannot do with that. Eved knows anything strange? Look at the Dinam. What do you say? Even though according to what you're
saying, you're selling to a Jew. Remember, you're selling your Eved to a Jew who lives in Syria.
He doesn't own the land.
No, we're saying he does own his own land.
If he owns Avad, he probably owns land.
But well, that's Avodah
Mapor.
It's the cotton of the plantation.
Okay, there goes that one.
I beg you, do you hear the kasha? Do you hear the stira? Do you not hear the stira? On the one hand, is it Ladaba Yishar Eretz? You want to tell me it's one way for Yishar Eretz, all different way for Tumas Maisus? That is also requires a little understanding. But make any money, Yishar Eretz Yisrael. Is the Yishar Eretz Yisrael in Syria, or is it not Yishar Eretz Yisrael in Syria? Yes, what do you say, is it a book plunger?
It means that you can do the same malachos. You can
You can get them your life. Okay, it could be. It could be just meaning, not really the same, but you have the same doctrine here. Practically, it's practically the same. So we need to still take a standpoint from a phenomenological standpoint.
Did you say also that
she
read it also?
Sure.
Like, you know,
probably not. Because Shinui is a malacha d'avana. The middle of Akam is not a malacha at all. It's a violation of their d'avana. So that's something that requires a greater development. What else are both sides? What's the difference between Kodas Tzav? What type of Yishar Tzav do you have in your Kodas Tzav? So what sense is that Yishar? No.
You're already.
Hold on. Think about the Evan. So the Evan moves from Samaria to Syria. Yeah? So he lost his Yishar Tzav. In what sense?
Because if you're the difference between buying and selling in this case is when you're selling a house in Syria, you are a Jew and you own that house. Thus, for you to sell it to a non-Jew is giving up part of Eretz Yisrael. But if you're selling your slave so that he becomes part of the house, which is owned by a guy, which is not occupied by Jews, then he's loose. So, in a sense, it depends on where the Jews are living, and you can't, and so the thing with Syria is that you can't sell there because Jews may live there, but you can go there, but you, you can't sell because Jews may go there, and you can't, because there could be and there will be Yishuvim. Okay, I'm confused. Back up. When you're selling a house...
You want to organize your book?
Yeah. When you're selling a house, then you own it. Then Jews are there. When you're selling the slave to a guy, Jews aren't there. So
you're selling the slave to a Jew.
A Jew lives in Syria. It's not like we're taking over another hill. It's not like now we have 10 caravans and a bit for the shul on the end of the hill. So brother-in-law in the Eretz Yisrael, it's a nekhamit. Several of his, they live in a chabad. He has a couple of brothers who really mamish do Yishar Yisrael to Gufa. They mamish have settled chunks of their job. But apparently, there's some other type of Yishar Yisrael also, which is applying to where the Eved lives. But that, we don't have time to develop that list. But apparently, they could be Yishar Yisrael for me. Where I live, there's one Yishar Yisrael is settling, and that's going to be settled by Judah. Another Yishar Yisrael is I should
bring.
So we need to cover that more. I'm going to throw one more question, and then you'll go. One more question on both sides is the Rambam paskins the issue in the Rambam they saw the kibush of the Rambam Shmei Kibush. No kibush from the Maitre Kona Tavro. But, he said, the Kona Tavro is all the same. Which is kind of strange, because he's telling me Surya is not Kadosh. There was never a kibush in Surya. Kibush of the Rambam Shmei Kibush. And the EX, but it doesn't have the din of Yishra Ha'aretz, Kona Tavro is Surya, Kona Tavro is Ravari Yishra'aretz. So that, it's very strange.
Why is that
apparently
so strange?
There could be some other reason to be at itself besides
why is that so strange? Why does the Rambam need to hold like this price up?